Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Lamma ra'aytu min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atiba nafsin. Once I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very pleasant mood, a very happy mood. Now think about a spouse or a wife when she sees her husband in a good mood and she sees her husband in a pleasant mood. She says, now is the time for me to make certain demands. Now is the time for me to ask and maybe make certain requests. Why? He's in a good mood. And he might give in. And he might comply with my demands and fulfill my requests. So she saw the opportunity. She says, let me take advantage of this opportunity. But what was her request? Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma salli Aisha, ma taqaddama min dambiha, wa ma ta'akhara, wa ma a'lanat, wa ma asrar. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha radiallahu anha. All her sins, whatever sins she committed in the past, whatever offenses she may commit in the future, whatever sins she committed publicly, whatever sins she committed secretly, she became so happy. She says, fadhahiktu. I laughed out of happiness to such an extent. I was so overwhelmed by happiness that my forehead and my head dropped into my thighs and into my lap. That is how happy I was. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at me and said, Aisha, are you happy? She said, of course I'm happy. You made such a wonderful dua for me. I'm absolutely happy. She said, Ya Aisha, hada du'a'i li ummati fi kulli salatin. Oh Aisha, I make this dua for my ummah after every salat. After every salah, this is the dua that I make for my ummah. That's love. That is true love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us. And now, more than ever, we are required to display our love and support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us understanding.